there's this woman who is basically starting a new type of parenting. And she posted about it on TikTok, and I thought it was very interesting. It's called consent modeling. So she's teaching her son what the idea of consent is all about by talking to him in the way that she would like him to talk to other people, specifically women.
Do you need help getting dressed?
No, I can do it by myself.
Okay. I noticed your hair needs some brushing. May I brush it for you?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, your shirt's tucked into your underwear. Can I fix it for you?
Yes.
All done?
Okay.
Can I give you a hug?
Yes.
Okay, buddy, lunchtime's over. You want to brush your teeth now or in 5 minutes?
Now. Now to the bathroom.
To the bathroom.
Okay, so that's the idea, that you ask your child, is it okay? Can I hug you? Can I pull your shirt out of your underwear?
Mm-hmm.
She was tickling him and he said enough. She said, okay, hands off. Like, I have had enough tickling.
I hate her. I just want to say right now, I can't stand her. I hate her. I want her to go away.
Why?
Okay. She's trying to be a friend to her child. Okay. Your child has enough friends. He needs a parent. You don't ask your kid, do they want to do this? They want to do that. You tell your kids. That's why they're kids. They don't need you asking them, do you want to go to the bathroom now? Or do you want to brush your teeth now? No. Go in there and brush your teeth. Get it done. Come on, let's go.
I don't think that she's trying to be a friend to her kid. I think she's trying to teach her kid. She's trying to model consent, meaning ask permission before you do anything. And I think the idea, especially, I hate to say this, especially with boys, I think it's a really good idea to say to a boy, instead of just saying, do this, do that, be this, be that, asking him, showing him, modeling what consent is. That way he'll grow up to be the kind of kid that will say to a girl in class, can I hold your hand? Can I share your pencil? Can I share your desk? Instead of just bullying his way in and doing whatever he wants. And as a little girl, and I was a very little girl. I mean, you think I'm short now. I was teeny tiny. So I had boys like bullying me all the time. And there was no parent teaching those boys that it's not okay to treat anyone like that, let alone a little tiny defenseless girl that can't do anything. That's why I became such a bully myself, because I got, it's a classic story. I was like the teeny little girl. I got bullied by boys, not girls, which is interesting. So I think it's a good idea to teach boys that anything you want to do or say to somebody else, ask first.
I think it's so funny that parents like this with their first kid will act a certain way with their first child. And right. Then when you get the second child, you don't care. when you have the first child, you hold it like it's going to break.
And it's Simba. The Lion King.
And you put the baby so gently in the bed and you uh-huh. wake it, you pat it on. No, once you have the second one, you're holding it by the leg.
While you're on the phone.
Right. And when you have a third child, forget it.
Right.
They're just, but the first child, oh yeah, she's all but 23 years old. She's got nothing going on except this kid. She's going to invent.
She's 32.
She's going to invent a new way to raise children since the last 245 billion years didn't work out. She's going to come up with something that's going to be revolutionary.
I'm on her side because you get people like, there was a rally today in New York about Scott Rudin. He's the latest entertainment person. He's a Broadway theater producer who has been completely canceled and fired because he was abusive to assistants, to actors, to everybody he worked with. And people are not going to take that anymore. They're not going to be treated that way. So it's a good way to avoid the Harvey Weinsteins of the world. Like, if you teach a boy that he has to ask consent, and those are the bigger stories. I mean, you and I have talked about this a million times, that men, especially good men, are afraid to be in environments with women by themselves because they're afraid they'll get accused of something.
Right.
So here is a really good solution. Teach boys at a young age about consent.
No.
I think it's a great idea.
No. Would you like to brush your teeth?
No, she didn't say that. She said, do you want to brush your teeth now or in 5 minutes? So she wasn't saying, would you like to brush your teeth? Because no kid wants to. I don't want to brush my teeth. She says, now or in 5 minutes? She lets him choose.
She's revolutionary.
Do you need help getting dressed?
No, I can do it by myself.
Okay, if you don't help a kid get dressed, it's going to take all day. I don't have all day for the kid to get dressed.
Okay, well, she has time.
Yeah, exactly.
I noticed your hair needs some brushing. May I brush it for you?
Brush your damn hair, kid.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, your shirt's tucked into your underwear. Can I fix it for you?
Yes.
No, you let him go outside and get picked on and laughed at.
Okay. I love that.
Okay.
You can't
tickle. May I hug you?
Can I give you a hug?
I'm going to check in with this kid in 18 years.
Okay, buddy, lunchtime's over. You want to brush your teeth now or in 5 minutes?
Now.
I love her.
To the bathroom.
To the bathroom. I can't wait for this kid to grow up. Okay, I want book this child in 18 years. I want him on this show. And I have a whole list of questions. Was it good to be raised like that? Or are you a complete and utter nightmare right now? Did you get one trophy that you earned? Or were every trophy given to you because you showed up?
No, but that isn't... That's got nothing to do with this. She's not handing him things. She is asking... She's showing respect for him. Can I untuck your shirt? Can I brush your hair?
He's
Can I
three.
Help you? So?
Three.
Okay.
It's not, trust me, it's not going to end up well. It's not. It's in 18 years, he's going to be burying people underneath of his house saying, is that okay? Can I bury you here? You know who won't be burying kids under their house? My kids. That's the ones that won't be burying people. This kid will be burying people. He is going to have her in a bedroom looking out a window when she's way past dead. And he's going to be running a hotel.
Mother, may I?
Exactly. Mother, should I brush my hair now? This is how that movie got started right here.
Psycho,
right there, this guy. If you go back, this is Dexter. This is how Dexter was born.
Dexter. Mother, may I brush my teeth now or in 5 minutes?
Right, Mom. Are you bleeding from your head again, Mom? This is, no.
Mom, do you want to bleed from your head today or your abdomen?
I can't go out tonight. Mom, tell me I can't go out tonight. I can't do it. I can't.
May I? She's not answering.
No. Mom. Should I brush my teeth, Mom? She's not telling me if I can, so I don't know if I can. Yeah, this is... Yeah, you're going to be watching this show. Remember this kid's name. You're going to be watching this show going, yeah, it's because of his mom. And you're going to look back and say, Anthony was right. You just need to stick your foot in your kid's ass and tell him to get moving. And that's how you raise a kid. I have raised two kids, and so far, I've done pretty damn good at it.
Neither one of them are serial killers, that's true.
This 19-year-old girl right here ain't got nothing going on. She's
32.
Got glasses from the 82, and she's raising a serial killer.
But tell us how you really feel.
Yeah, go ahead and get this kid's fingerprints now. They're not going to change when he gets older. Take DNA and get his fingerprints because you're going to need it.